fearless fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lego. It's time to buckle up for a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations, and we'll chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. All right, welcome back, Raise Nation community. We're so glad you're joining us for another episode of Raise Nation Radio. We love connecting with you on this channel. And we're going to talk coffee today. Now, you're probably wondering, like, how does coffee tie into fundraising and where's Dawn going with this? Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty cool. It's pretty innovative. And here to help me is Michael Sullivan with the Java House in, I believe it's Carmel, Indiana. And we're going to talk all about it. But Michael, welcome to Raise Nation Radio. It's so great to have you here.
Awesome. Thank you for having me and letting me talk about Java House and what we've got going on as kind of a new startup in the last 4 to 5 years.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? Coffee is like one of my favorite subjects. It's my morning, my noon, my afternoon, my evening. I can't get enough of it. And I hear that Java House is pretty special. Our CEO, Steve Johns, little birdie told me, actually, it was Steve himself, that it is his favorite coffee at the Java House. And that's where you're located, right? It's in Carmel, Indiana.
Yes. So we have 12, or we're working on our 12th location that'll open up in a couple of weeks at Simon Property Group on the first floor. That is our 12th location in the state of Indiana. So, but our headquarters are based here in Carmel, Indiana. And we are a local family owned and operated company, but we have aspirations to get extremely national and worldwide. So we are diligently every day on that because we just want to share, I call it the Java joy with everyone out there. Our coffee is so amazingly smooth because of the way we brew it. And so we cold brew our coffee, which means we have these vats where we steep our grounds in, and then we aseptically package it, which means it's shelf stable. So we create a concentrated formula instead of, so that we can use this concentrated formula in any one of our products. So we can bring it to our cafes to use in our unique tap systems. We can use them to have a pod, which I hate to say the word. It's a bad word around here. It's the K-cup word.
But yeah, pod, don't say the K word.
The K word, because ours is similar, but it's a pod and you can peel it open. All right. Okay. And then pour your concentrate and then you can create your delicious coffee with water or milk alternative. And then you can make that hot or you can make it iced depending on how you get your water or milk alternative source. So it's really unique because it's concentrated. It's shelf stable. There's no grounds. There's no machine absolutely necessary. You just need a water source. So we cold brew it, aseptically package it. Then you can enjoy it hot or iced. Literally, I take every morning at my house, my only piece of equipment is a glass tea kettle that plugs in. I warm up my hot water, pour my Java in, pour a little cream in. You don't even need cream though. I just use the cream for the flavor, but our coffee is so smooth because it's cold brew, takes all the tannins out, takes and just makes it so smooth. It's the if you are a creamer and sweetener person, it will be the first black cup of coffee you will ever enjoy because it is that smooth. I guarantee it.
Oh my gosh. So is what I'm hearing, and we're going to get to how this really gets into fundraising. I promise our audience, but they're probably all headed to their nearest coffee shop right now because you make it sound just so delicious. I can taste it just talking to you. But is what I'm hearing that I can actually have Java House coffee here in New Jersey? Because I unfortunately am not from Carmel, Indiana, but I still can get your coffee. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely can happen in New Jersey.
Okay.
And we are on Amazon. So we are on Amazon. We have an e-com side of our business. So Amazon has different packaging styles of the our different roasts.
Wow.
So
I'm typing right now. Yeah. Like I'm ordering as we're talking.
You can order it. There's pods.
But you know what? I do visit every once in a while. I'm needed in Carmel because that's where our headquarters are for One Cause. We have campuses in Carmel, and I have to come to the Java House. And you know, just recently somebody asked to have an in-person meeting with me. They were like, "Hey, do you want to meet at the Java House?" So the name's coming up. I think your brand is starting to catch on. And you're gonna let me know when you come over to New Jersey. I'll be your first customer. But Mike, let's go back to the beginning. We jumped right in about the best and the smoothest cold brew coffee you'll ever want to taste, but we want to get to know you first. So can you give us the spill the tea? Who's Michael Sullivan? We want to hear, spill the coffee. We want to hear all about Michael Sullivan and what's your connection with Java House, and tell us your story, your journey, and let's get to know you a little bit first.
Well, I'm the director of sales growth for our cafe division. And that wears many hats within our company. I think one of my taglines, I'm just a hardworking dad who's trying to take care of his family and wife and try to give a little joy to the people around me. So I think when you have that, I call it a servant mentality, right? I think I took a college 30 years ago on servant leadership and where you're trying to be service for people when they need something. That's what we're trying to do here at Java House and trying to have the ability to, our ultimate goal is that everyone's drinking Java House and buying it. In the meantime, we're going to try to also support as many kind of leading into some of the things we're talking about today, support some of the organizations that we can help with our coffee being on site. If it's in hopefully closer to central Indiana at this particular moment, my goal would be to, my long-term vision is to be out there in a lot of different markets. I'm an Indiana boy, born and raised. So down from Indy, college at Ball State. This job was looking for an individual that could help the team navigate the next level. So since I've been aboard, our team has been able to double in size. Our cafe business, I think we had 5 or 6, now we're going to be up to 12. And we are currently actively in some other negotiations for other pieces of cafes and property. So I if I'm not here working, I'm going to be taking care of my family. Yeah, they're texting me last night at like 6:30, "Dad, when are you coming home? And what you picked them for dinner?" I'm the cook of the house. So
what's your favorite dish to make?
Well, right now, this time of year is just, come on, fire the grill up and put whatever we can on the grill.
Yeah. Get it on the grill. Sounds good. Okay. Well, now that we know you a little bit, I'm kind of connecting the dots here because coffee's an experience, if you ask me, right? Yep. It's absolutely an experience. It's not just something that we drink. It's an experience. And I do know that it is Steve John's favorite to come to Java House. But now I'm getting really why, because servant leadership is certainly Steve's thing as well. He's actually authored a book, Fearless, it's called. And there's a good section dedicated to servant leadership. So now I'm getting how he not only loves the coffee, but he loves the vibe going on there at Java House. So that's pretty cool experience to have when you're, sipping your coffee. So let's get into that servant leadership. You have this great idea for nonprofits. And this is the part that, our audience is waiting to hear. Like, why is Dawn going online about cold brew coffee? You actually will bring your coffee and team up with golf tournaments or golf outings that nonprofits are having for a charitable purpose or a fundraising purpose. That's amazing, innovative, creative, fun. Who doesn't want to play golf and have their, shotgun with their morning coffee? Brilliant. Right. Tell me about that. And how did this all come about? And how does it work?
A couple years ago, I was working for another company and we would supply different things. And I said, how can we translate that to what we're doing now? So in my past, I did this for an organization and we were able to be a part of, this company over 20 years, not a company, it's organization. And I said, how can we translate that to Java House? And, you know, most of these golf tournaments are morning time. Rarely are they past 12 o'clock. So I've always said, hey, can we get...
Hey, well, wait, coffee's not limited to morning. So that's...
I know, but mostly times, if there's other adult beverages being served, I'm in competition with that.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So I have to, now granted, there's another line. I've got an espresso martini mix that we use as well. So we use our coffee for espresso martini. Yeah. That's online too on Amazon. So we said, how can we be in front of and support? We want to be in lieu of a lot of people come to us. Hey, can you be a sponsor? I will do in-kind donation of our time and labor and efforts to be there. Cups, creamers, coffee, the product, the labor, the tent.
Wow.
Get it there, set it up, and then be able to then interact with the participants of that event. And then be able to have the ability to then hopefully promote something there, give them a coupon to come back to the cafes or something of that, so that we can, you know, the ultimate goal is to support the event, and then also to be able to have the ability to get some brand recognition.
Yeah.
Grassroots marketing.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Well, I love that because it's all about connections and experiences, right? That's what coffee's about. That's what fundraising is about, right? And you're really putting it together. I think it's a very generous in-kind donation because there's a lot of work behind that. The supplies, the staff, the product, right? So there's it all comes together, but you're giving a little bit more than that, Michaels. And I want you to give yourself credit for that because you're also helping that nonprofit give an experience to their golfers.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not just coming to their event, and you can't really put a price tag on that. And you're also helping create connection and community. So it's really a donation that keeps on giving in so many different ways. And it's brilliant. So how does a nonprofit, right now, what area are you serving? Let's start there.
I would serve two locations, which would be the metro Indy area. So any of the donut counties of Indianapolis. So if they're listening, they will know what county is a donut county of Indianapolis. And then anything in West Lafayette or Lafayette, Indiana. So we have four cafes up there as well. So anything that kind of supports that, that's where I'm trying to service now. We're staying busy. I've got 8 interns on our team. I have 1 head intern, and they are usually doing 1 event every couple of days. The other thing too is
one event every couple of days. Yeah. Wow.
And then the other thing we're doing too is if we can't make the event, we try to figure out how to get product at the event. So that's another thing we can talk about as well in those areas. Hey, can we do a drop the night before? Can one of your volunteers come by and pick the items up, and so that we can at least be a part of the event somehow, some way.
All right. Well, if I'm a nonprofit in that area, I have my notebook out, so I'm gonna do rapid fire with some questions here. Let me start this way. What are some of the popular golf courses there? Because if somebody's trying to put together a golf tournament in their head, what are some of the popular golf courses that
we've been at lately is Woodwind in Westfield, Indiana. We've got one called Pebble Brook in Noblesville, Indiana. That's 2 courses. They hold a ton of golf outings. We have another one, Prairie View, Carmel, Indiana. Those are the 3 that I feel like I've kind of done numerous events at. It's local to what we do. We've done one. We went all the way to, we did Lafayette because we're up there. We did one with Subaru, was having their big fundraiser for United Way and their big push at we have a huge Subaru plant in Lafayette, West Lafayette, and they doing their big golf outing to in support of United Way. So we were there as well. So we've done that one. I forget which golf course that was at, with one of the golf courses up in West Lafayette. I would say and I'm thinking about a lot of public courses, right? Mostly public. We've got Plum Creek, which is down in Carmel. And then the ones that can handle that volume of a golf outing, right? Having of carts, those seem to be the ones that have that, advantage point, and it's access for us to get there.
Yeah,
those are the few that I know of that
okay,
we've been
so
a part
that,
of
that's
a lot
helpful.
This summer.
Now, do you have capacity issues, like, or I shouldn't say issues, but how many events can you serve, and how far in advance does a nonprofit need to get in touch with you?
I mean, I would be great to get something on the calendar, you know, a month, couple months in advance. I would say capacity. These are all new learnings. This just kind of organically grew over the last couple months, getting these 8 interns in, helping us execute the plan. So we are literally internally talking, do we need to make these full-time positions or a couple full-time positions? So we're going to find a way to make it happen to continue this effort. So because we know it's, as you said, we know it's an experience, and we know it's kind of benefiting both sides of the equation.
Get ready to take fundraising to new heights with Over the Edge. Join us during the RAISE conference and experience a unique urban rappelling event. It's our 20th anniversary, and we're celebrating by offering an exhilarating way to raise funds, meet new donors, and boost awareness. Don't miss your chance to make a real impact. Visit our exhibit booth to experience a virtual rappel, and go to overtheedgeglobal.com to learn more today. Over the Edge Urban Rappelling, changing lives one descent at a time. Visit online and at the conference. Dare to make a difference.
One thing I can answer the question that I'm going to ask. We're going to get all this information in the show notes, right? How to get in touch,
yeah.
The link to Amazon if we're enticing people across the country. So we're going to put all of the details in the show notes, but let's just talk about it. How does a nonprofit get in touch with you and make this all happen? What do they need to do?
Well, right now it would be me. So we would probably...
Michael Sullivan, there we go. Okay.
Michael.Sullivan@javahouse.com.
We're going to get that in the show notes. Michael.Sullivan@javahouse.com. Got it.
That's going to be the person you contact, and then I'll probably...
Send an email. Hi, Michael. Yeah. I want your coffee at my golf outing. Yeah. Let's do this, right? Yes. There you go. Wow. Okay. So now let's take it from this other, you're putting in time and money and effort and product, and there's something that you're giving, and it's very generous. Let's talk about what you are expecting in return, because all sponsors for any event, whether it's in kind or cash donation or a match program, whatever the donation is, They're creating awareness. Of course, it's their philanthropic calling. But what do you need in return for this in-kind donation?
I just think if it times out right, it's placement of logo, right? Where that is, how that some of these events have different levels of sponsorship. We can tie a value to what we look at. I could do the math depending on volume of who's there. So that's awesome to lay that against and say, okay, you can be here, here, and here. We sometimes different events have, I'll put a link on my website. I'll put a link on the event website or the socials, sharing the socials out. Java House is here. Those are the ways that they can support us. And then letting us either put things in the carts or have us give out product. It's not just the coffee itself, or some of our commercialized packaged goods that we've talked about, the pods, or we've got some 8-ounce shelf cool lattes that just cool those down the refrigerator. We have to give those out. Those are great. So being able to do that
something in the carts. That's another brilliant idea.
One golf outing we did, we had teas made so that we put all the teas in the tea holders of the golf carts. So they said Java House. And then we were also had our tent there. So there's a lot that we can do. We also have a van. And then my events team can split up. One can take the van. One can, bring and go to tents and do other stuff at another stop.
Fun. This is fun. This is brilliant. I really love it. Where any success stories? Like, can you remember a particular event that you supported? A golf tournament that you supported?
We just did one. So
tell me about it.
We're partners with Wheeler Mission here in Indianapolis area. Wheeler is supply services to the homeless of our community, and working with them, and they have been around for I don't know how many years, and we've really gotten into a good partnership this last year with them. And the one that they do, it's a crazy golf outing. they do 100 holes for homeless. So they're going to, do 100 holes.
Nice branding.
Like, yeah. 7:30 to like 7:30. They play 100 holes of golf. And so we were out there from like early morning, serving early coffee. Then we had those bottled lattes. So we're there till like one or two. And we were on a hole. They gave us a whole sponsorship with what we were donating. So we were passing out these RTDs. We had morning coffee there for them. I like to call it registration coffee. So they have registration coffee. And it's just a success. She sent us the deck back. I think we raised on that day alone, you know, everyone participating, I think it was like $56,000 in one day straight back to the mission. So to do that.
So each golfer played 100 holes?
Isn't
golf 18 holes or am I?
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, okay. So the math. Okay. Yeah.
So what, I mean, I got to pull my math out. That's nuts, but it's like
golf.
100.
But you know what?
That's
nice
like
impact.
Five rounds. It's like 5.5 rounds of golf, right? So five.
I
and
need
a half
that golf cart and
nuts.
The coffee. Yeah. But you know what? I really think, I mean, that's pretty, very clever. It's a cute brand, right? You know, 100. It's a cute brand. But you get the golfers going, right? And you created that experience. And so, you know, what happens over a cup of coffee, right? So, yep. And golf, right? So put those two things together and it's really a beautiful equation. But you know, we do have audience all over the country, all over the world. So I don't know, some people in my neck of the woods over here in New Jersey or Florida or Maine or California or wherever you might be like, oh man, I don't live near a Java house. Well, the first thing we would say is it's coming, right? If it's up to Michael Sullivan, it's coming. But Michael, would you be willing to help somebody out? Let's say that you're not in New Jersey just yet and somebody wants to kind of mirror this idea. Can you help them out a little bit? Maybe they can go to their local coffee house. It might not be the same as Java House called Brew Smooth and Perfect, but perhaps they can go to their coffee house and try to get something similar going. And maybe that could be a good Band-Aid offering in the meantime.
Yeah, absolutely. I could be a resource for that as well. I also, we ship and sample product all the time.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yeah,
so it could be Java House then.
Can we try it? Can we have it at our outing? And you know, so, you know, I've donated it and let people sell it. So it's a proceed back. There was an event we did where we put donations welcome, and then I think it was $80. It was a 5K run, and then it's not just these golf outings. We're at 5Ks. You know, we're at these where there might be a charitable thing going on with that 5K, and we put I think it was $100 or something. We made and we gave that back to the event for these scholarships for these two young men that had passed. So they give scholarships back to the high school. So, so that's what we, you could also do that. Hey, I'm going to sell coffee at these events and it could be donated as well at this time.
Were you a former fundraiser? Were you on a development team at some point? Cause these are brilliant ideas.
Nope, not at all. Just entrepreneurial mindset.
There we go. I love it. So you really can be in New Jersey and still benefit Java House. I love the idea of monetizing it. Right. So just call Michael, say, hey, I have this event, not in Carmel, not in the Indy area, but how can we work together? And we can figure something out. You can monetize your coffee. That's a great idea.
Monetize it. Say, hey, this is, and you can, whatever value you think it is, if it's what's going to be, we need to be at $1, $2, $4, you know, whatever drives that to get that extra, I call it a value add to the event, whatever event that would be. Right. So that could be a value add.
It's certainly creating that experience and that's all the value add you need these days, right? Because I think supporters, donors, golfers, guests, they're all looking, you know, for an experience and a quality experience. And it sounds like Java House is helping produce that. So this has been so clever and so creative and so brilliant. I just love it. Before we wrap this Raise Nation Radio episode, what's the next 5 years bringing? What's your vision? What are your goals? Where do you see Java House in 5 years?
So our company is led by our managing partner, Michael Moe, and then our CEO, Ted Gelop, who is the entrepreneurial at heart. And I think you'll see us 5 years from now, you'll see Java House at pretty much every grocery store as well. We'll continue the Amazon lift. We'll continue building our cafe brand and saturate markets where we see that our brand is needed. And, you know, we have, I'm not kidding you, we have like 8 business units. So all those business units growing, you know, from our restaurants.
Franchise opportunities or not yet?
There could be. We're not there yet.
You're not there yet. Okay.
Not there yet. So
now you got my entrepreneurial spirit going. So can you talk to the powers that be and prioritize New Jersey? So, because I could use a Java House over here real soon.
Absolutely. We'll take a look at it.
In the meantime, I'm just going to have to ask Steve for some, you know, travel opportunities so that I can come visit you over there in Carmel. Yep. This has been delightful. I really love the brilliancy behind the suggestion and just, you know, walking hand in hand with the nonprofit community and helping them grow their impact in a very clever way, but a fun way. And certainly the way fundraising is taking place right now, which is building that community and connection. And there's nothing better than a coffee house to do that, specifically Java House Coffee.
There you go.
Thank you. I will be knocking on your door. Now I know why Steve Johns loves Java House so much. Fearless fundraisers, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Raise Nation topic. And really, when we say daily dose of fundraising inspiration, that's exactly right. A daily dose of fundraising inspiration. Tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for new releases. But we do stream on all the favorite podcast channels. We are on demand at onecause.com and we are on YouTube. So you can follow us and this way you'll get notification about all of our new guests. I would like to thank our sponsor, OneCause, for making this episode possible. OneCause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out at onecause.com and please be sure to visit the resource tab while you're there because there is a complete catalog of content that hopefully you'll find helpful. A huge shout out and thanks to my guest, Michael Sullivan from the Java House based in Carmel, Indiana, for sharing a very expert and authentic voice about brilliancy in fundraising. So be sure to call him and get your dose of Java, and hopefully your community connections and impact will grow as we're going to watch the Java House grow. So, Michael, thank you again for being with us today. I so enjoyed this conversation, but I have to ask, any last words of inspiration before we close out?
I think you nailed it on the head. I think I think everyone should experience coffee. And when they do that this week, we've got a holiday week. Call out to somebody you haven't talked to in a while, business partner, friend, meet for coffee, have an experience. I don't care if it's Java House or not, and just spread that Java joy this week. We're in the middle of the year, and let's really spread some Java joy, find someone and have that experience with them so we can continue to connect with coffee and spread the Java joy.
Yeah, there you go. I think we just coined a new slogan, meet for coffee, have an experience. Well, I'll be looking for Java House in my neck of the woods, hopefully soon. Please let me know. But in the meantime, when I head over to Carmel for some meeting that I'm going to hope somebody on the team makes up real soon so I can travel, I'll be sure to visit you then. Thank you again so much for being with us today, Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. You stay fearless out there.